Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys. Welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, your host with the moose on this automotive steam train of awesomeness. I like that one.
That's a good description.
I like that. Of course, in the studio, we got Smitty and Breezy.
Hello.
What's happening, Radio Land?
That's right, our Hot Rod Happy Couple. And then, of course, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hour financial analyst slash numbers guru, the professor himself.
Let's take it out west. What's going on in Phoenix, Arizona?
Woot, woot.
Phoenix. You must be running out of funny names, Richard.
Well, I am, because there's only so many, but I love Phoenix. I really do. Actually, like, it's my second favorite place to South Carolina.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
I love Phoenix. I've been out there maybe 5, 6, 7 times, and it's just always a blast.
Which one is it, 5, 6, or 7?
man, things get cloudy. I mean, I'm talking about like when I was in high school.
You know, 5, 6, 7.
I don't remember, with the exception of Motorfest, I don't remember what happened this weekend.
God, you learn something new about Richard every day.
Speaking of Motorfest, that was a monumental event.
It was awesome. It was awesome. And Bree and Smitty, y'all were missed greatly.
Missed y'all. We were there with y'all in spirit.
You were, actually. You definitely were.
I poured out my bottle of water on the ground for y'all.
One time for the Breezy.
This is for my homies that can't be here.
I poured out a Keystone Light for you.
I felt that in my heart.
That made my liver quiver just then. But we gave away a Corvette at Motorfest. Debbie from Pelzer, South Carolina. This lady's never owned a Corvette in her life, and she won one Saturday.
She was excited.
Compliments of Vet City.
I swear, man, I'm not going to lie. I thought for a while that like y'all were just goofing.
89 tries.
No one's going to win this.
Until we got
car.
The right key.
Really?
Are you serious?
89th try, her key fired it right up.
Oh, wow. So it was definitely meant to be for her to have
yes.
that.
Yes. Me and Stoneman from Rock 101. We were standing out there, and Morgan was there, Miss Carolina Motorfest, and we were all standing there, and it's hot, and they're Facebook Live and Instagram Live, and there's cameras everywhere, and we're sitting there, and every key, nothing.
Wow.
And then finally her key hit. This lady was shaking like a leaf the whole time.
Aww.
I mean, like, she was so excited, and it was a great time. And also, guys, you know, just because you couldn't be at Carolina Motorfest, you can definitely check out all the happenings and everything that's going on. We're loading pictures daily on the Hot Rods and Happy Hour Facebook page of Carolina Motor Fest. We got great pictures of all the rides there. Car show was great. Weather was great. Music was awesome. It was a great event. Swap meet, great food, great time.
Man, I really hate I missed the swap meet, dude.
The swap meet was really good this year. We had
really?
A big crowd. Really, this
that seems to grow.
Well, every time it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
More and more.
Really good show. Really, really good show. A lot of quality cars. Richard, what was one of your favorite cars at Motorfest?
Oh, man. I'm going to be honest. Shane's Corvette was up there. Man, I love that freaking
C4,
car.
Man, after my own heart.
With side pipes. I'm trying to think back. I didn't get a chance to really look at a lot of the cars the way that I would want to because I was helping judge. I got to tell you, the Gasser, the 51 Henry J. Gasser.
Shaking Bacon.
That thing
shaking
was cool.
Bacon. Oh, I know Shaking Bacon. I like that one.
That thing is cool.
That is
and that's
cool,
a
man.
Real street car. That guy drives that thing.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I was joking with him. I was like, you drive this thing to work? He's like, no, I don't drive it to work.
You have to have testicles of steel to drive a Gasser on the streets.
I agree.
That thing was
and
crazy.
And a back made of steel. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, well, that's for sure.
Oh, these seats look great.
Yeah, they look great, I'm sure.
I'm just kidding.
Are they comfortable for long trips? Eh, not so much.
Benny's Caliente is always cool.
The Comet Caliente is just cool.
That
because you don't see them.
No. And that's a 4-speed K-code car.
Red on red.
Yeah, I mean, that's cream de la creme. Then there's all
of the Caliente, and that's a lot of C's.
There's that 51 DeSoto that's there every year, and he always parks way, way away from everybody and never talks to anybody. But
I know which one you're talking about.
He's antisocial. Mm-hmm.
Like, I think he's not real. Like, I think he's a ghost or something.
I think he just puts it there and just never see him again.
My favorite car, and it was at Spring Motorfest, and it was at the Fall Motorfest this year. And Spring Motorfest, we had, I don't remember what won Best of Show, but it just beat him out by, points.
Right.
But he won Best of Show this year. That blue and white 56 Ford.
That thing is incredible.
That car is absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, it is. It's flawless.
A 56 Ford is not exactly the most iconic car in the world, but that's probably one of the finest examples of one I've ever seen.
Yeah, I mean, you got to try to make a 56 Ford look like that.
And the car is mainly original. It's just the stance, wheels, tires. It's a beautiful car. Built specialty wheels. Gorgeous.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was glad to see the young guy with the 84 Z28 come back out.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was cool. That guy, he won his very first award at Carolina Motor Fest.
And he's what, like 16, 17?
Well, and the cool thing, his dad came out in the 5-window pickup truck.
Yeah.
You see, I mean, it's a family thing. And that's what I love about Motorfest. I love about car shows in general because we just drug another one to the dark side.
Hey.
How about the little red Celica? It was there.
Exactly. We actually bumped him at one of our cruise night events. And now he's coming out to car shows.
Yeah. Awesome. And super nice young man.
Super nice. I love it, man. But that's what I love about the car show family, because it is a family.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly,
you know these
is.
People. And I mean, it's fun to see them every weekend at all the different events. And I mean, it's awesome. I love it.
Yeah, and Motorfest is just at the top of the mark.
Motorfest, like I said, we have this event every year. We have a spring and a fall, and it gets bigger every time. And if you can ever find your way, we're actually going to be announcing the dates for Spring Motorfest here in the next few weeks. But if you can make your way to the upstate of Greenville, South Carolina, around Motorfest time, you definitely do not want to miss it. I mean, we had cars from Louisiana, Georgia, coming all over the Southeast to Carolina Motorfest.
That's right, man. It's a big show.
It's a big show. I mean, it's at the historic Greenville Pick and Speedway. Cool location. I mean, we're checking all the boxes, kids.
And it's growing every single time, man.
Every time.
Bigger and bigger.
I mean, right out of the gate, it was a strong show.
Yeah.
Like I said, every time it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. I love it. We actually had a line. We had 45-minute wait to get in the gate. We had cars lined up to come in the track. That's saying something. I've been to a lot of car shows. I haven't had to wait in line to get in.
Yeah. And
with a show car.
Yeah, I was going to say, you worry about those old cars.
Two hours before the event starts, waiting in line to get in.
Well, it's 85 degrees.
Yeah, I mean, which we're having unseasonably warm weather right now in the upstate of South Carolina. I mean, this summer has just continued on into the fall.
I don't think there'll be a winter.
Oh, there! You watch, this will be the winter. It snows like 6 foot deep.
Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth.
I hate snow with a passion.
Golly, I hate it.
Please, Bree, don't make that happen.
Don't do that.
I might. My hair needs a break.
I hate it. Ugh. I hate snow. But anyway, because you can't have car shows in snow.
No,
that's
you
why.
Can't. People won't come to them. We can have them.
We can try, but we have snowmobile shows. Or if they do that, like up north.
I'm pretty sure
show
they
off
do.
Their hot rod snowmobile.
Ooh, show off their Huskies.
Hey, you know what? That's what you could do, Richard. Instead of the Daytona Z, you could get you a pack of Huskies.
And oh, one my of those, gosh, they're so
and
much
one
cuter.
Of those sleds.
Hey.
Yeah, they're so cute.
Probably be more reliable.
I mean, heck, you put gas in the Daytona Z, you feed them, same difference.
Probably pull more women, too, Richard. I'm just going to be honest.
Hey, man.
Chicks dig animals.
Being awful hard on me here.
So is the Z car, too. We're going to get to that here in the next segment. But I'm telling you, I mean, that's an idea. I'm just saying. And just think, if you're by yourself, if one breaks down, you got like three more dogs to keep you company.
Yeah, I only weigh 140 pounds, so.
I mean, heck, you get you one
dogs,
stout one, you'll
be all
right. How
many dogs do I need to get me to work?
Now this is going to pull more women for you and be faster.
Exactly. Oh, I'm over here.
Oh, you going to take that,
I'm
Richard.
Over here trying to. I'm trying to do the math from dog power to horsepower.
Oh,
I may have to wait till our next commercial break, which is coming right up. Guys, we've got a lot more hot rods and happy hour headed your way, including the intervention of the professor and them darned old bad Dodges he drives right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour. All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts. Of course, in the studio, we've got everybody. We got a full house. We got my intern, Will.
What's going on?
We got Smitty and Breezy.
Hey, hey, hey.
What's happening, y'all?
And of course, we got the professor himself, Mr. Richard Hoskins.
What is happening to our friends in Mexico City, Florida? Y'all hang tight down there.
That's right. That's right. I tell you what, Richard.
Yes.
You're probably wondering why we gathered you here today.
Well, I noticed that there was a lot of questions asked specifically of me when I got here today. So I feel like there's something going on.
Well, we're going to have an intervention for you. We're here because we love you.
Is this about the partying?
No, 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 no. It's something way worse than that.
Girls?
No, it's worse than that. I wish this was girl problems. This is Daytona Z problems.
Oh, that's kind of a girl problem.
Tell us about your Daytona Z problems.
Oh, my baby, my love of my automotive life, my 1986 Dodge Daytona Turbo Z. Took to a show last weekend, or previous 2 weekends ago, and coming home, goosed it a little, got on it, ran through the gears, and when I pulled in my driveway, it sounds like it doesn't have oil in it, but it does have oil in it.
That's bad.
Yeah, I don't think this is a bring out the screwdrivers and let's fix this.
You can't use duct tape and zip ties.
Maybe some torque wrenches and some other tools will come in handy. Some machining. Richard, I don't know how I can say this and be like politically correct because I know we're on the radio. Dodges suck, dude. We got to get you out of this.
Well, I'm afraid I'm kind of in a way that I can't get out of it now.
No, you can. There's always a way out.
Well, see, this is your perfect opportunity, Richard. Cut your losses.
This is the segue.
So that's kind of where I'm at. If anyone's serious about it and wants to pay me what it is still worth, then, hit me up on Facebook or on the Hot Rods and Happy Hour page. I'll make you a deal.
I mean, it's a beautiful Daytona Z.
It's a nice car.
It's gave you fits.
Yeah.
It's
not a car that I'm mechanically capable of taking care of myself.
I tell you what, a C4 Corvette.
Oh Lord.
Anybody's mechanically
capable. They want to trade a C4 Corvette.
I'm telling you. I mean, they're just great cars.
You can take one of the ones with a leaky roof.
I mean, this is the thing, Richard. I'd take one with no roof at this point.
Because my roof leaks too.
But this is the thing. We've got my intern, Will. This is the youth of America in the studio. Do you want Will driving Daytona Z's?
I'm happy example. That Will got a ride in it.
Yeah,
Will's
he
the
did.
Last person to ride in it, as Will, a matter of fact.
Exactly. So
that's probably a good thing, actually.
Are you trying to drag the youth to the dark side, Richard?
I don't know. How'd you like it, Will?
They're good until they break, and it's not an if.
I find myself
Dodges,
saying that
it's
a lot.
Win.
He's young. He don't know no better.
I mean, Richard, I was going to try to help you out. I went on eBay looking for a Chilton repair manual for this thing. They don't exist because you can't repair the unrepairable.
See, Richard, the first step is to admit you have a problem.
Yeah, I got a real problem now. I just dropped a bunch of money on a car that's something completely else. As at least as expensive, just broke immediately after.
You could just cut the floorboards out and start Fred Flintstoning it around.
Yeah, or somebody could... Never mind.
Never mind. But I mean, it's not a... And I think it's a good-looking car. It's an attractive car, but it's got such a bad rap. I mean, every Daytona Z in the movie, who drives them?
Frank Sinatra, Carroll Shelby.
Yeah, and he's in the Mafia. We all know that. Okay, that's not a good example.
He's got connections.
Hey, when did Carroll Shelby die?
2012.
No, actually, he died when he signed the endorsement deal with Dodge.
Hey, he loved those cars.
Yeah.
Ouch.
That says a lot.
He did.
He was a shell of a man that signed things after that.
The GLHS was one of the most fun cars he ever built. And it was faster than a GT350 at the time.
I wonder, well, there again, we're talking about the 84?
86.
86 GT350 Mustang.
It was faster than the 21-year-old Mustang.
Talking about the progression of technology.
If that's not something to be proud of, then...
Yeah, you outrun a non-mass air, no speed density Mustang. I could probably take one on foot now. And I'm not a runner.
I know one you can take on foot.
Actually, you know, and
that's not a runner either.
Sorry, Richard, I love
that.
You,
that was a good one. That Smitty.
This hurts.
You got points on that one. Gold star.
This is causing me physical pain.
But you know what? The pain is there as a reminder. C4 Corvette.
Yeah, I'm well aware that most of the things I do turn out to be horrible decisions that end up costing me lots of money.
Like, I mean, it really bothers me. I mean, like, I want you to be happy in your automotive love life.
See, I've sat by and let Rob talk a lot. I'm going to try to drag you to my side. Get you a mini truck.
I would love a box S10.
If duct tape or zip ties can't fix it,
it's not a mini truck.
It's not a mini truck.
Anybody out there want to trade a regular cab V6 S10 that runs good?
4.3.
Preferably a 4.3. I'd even take a 2.8. That runs good for a Dodge Daytona Turbo Z that doesn't.
Well, when you said runs good, that counted out all the 2.8s anyway.
Yeah, that cut out all of them.
I don't think anybody's going to trade a 4.3 for my Z, though.
But, I mean, there's lots of good cars on there. We just talked about it last week. You know, I mean, we're going to find you something. We're going to get you in a different ride. Because
I think it's time.
It is. I think it's time because you've grown in your automotive coolness.
Hey, to, easy there.
Like you're moving out of the you're moving out of 80s movie douchebag cars.
Let's start knocking into, the coolness.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, we need to step it up. Don't you agree, Breezy?
I do, and I'm going to try to pull them to my side. If you want something sporty and fast, you could even go for like a Fair Lady Z. It's still got a Z in it.
That's true. And
it's still old. It's still got that weird shape.
It's going to be a lot more reliable.
Odds are there. You serve a point. You got any? How about the youth? William, what would you put the professor in?
If you want to stick with Dodges, go with a Neon.
I can't have Neons.
Bless your heart, Will.
I've had two, and they both tried to kill me.
And it passed your bedtime.
It's time to put you to bed, Will.
He's kidding.
Brush your teeth, Will. But the don't speak unless spoken to. I love it. No, there's nothing wrong with the SRT4 Neon. Those are actually kind of cool-ish.
I already almost killed myself on one of those.
C4 Corvette, man. I mean, that's what you need.
I'm there.
Here comes the lowrider, guys. All right, guys, we got a commercial break. Stay tuned. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Roast of Richard Hoskins. I mean, Hot Rods and Happy Hour. How are you doing? Oh, Professor, you know what I love.
Leave me alone.
He's curled up in the corner.
Are you going to be in a little ball?
Do you know what I love about you, Richard?
No.
You can take a joke. Well,
thank you.
You can take a joke.
I try.
Well, I knew you would probably be pretty good at it because you do drive a Dodge, but I'm just saying.
It never stops.
I need my little drum set. Yeah. Everywhere I go. So anyway, we got that sound around here somewhere.
Oh, we could put Will in the corner with a drum set.
He can follow me around with a drum set.
Oh my God, that'd be awesome. That like one of those that goes around your neck.
That would be epic. That would be epic.
Boy.
He'd be like, oh, Will.
Yes, Rob.
I love it. Don't give me ideas. All right. Oh, my God. It puts joy in my heart. Smitty, Breezy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Explain your absence last week. This was the thing. We have people asking. You've got fanboys and fangirls all around the world want to know where Breezy was.
I felt so special. It made me feel so good,
I'm going to tell you something. If I didn't come on, you won't hear a word.
No.
You leave for a day, where's Breezy at?
Well, I was having my mouth cut on. I had to get my wisdom teeth taken out.
Oh.
Yeah, but my mouth's fixed now. I have a slight lisp.
Actually,
I'm adjusting.
From what Josh said, it's still a little off.
Well, he would know.
They may need to go check that thing one more time.
I think he wants me to take some more pain pills so that way I just stop talking all the way around.
Smitty, like, no comment.
I played the fifth.
The fifth.
Yeah, this is recorded. Don't mess with that, Josh. She could use this in court.
Yeah, exactly.
and take half your mini truck.
I'll take the front half.
Do you know what? She's going to take the business in. That's even worse.
She's like the business in.
Josh's going to be sitting in a bed.
Hey, that's cool. That's cool. That's the only part about my truck I don't like is the motor. You can have all that.
You have all that part. Richard.
Yes, sir.
It was sad in here, though.
It was, man. Y'all were missing.
Yeah, it was. Y'all. I mean, it was like me and Richard, we pulled it off like troopers. But
that's because y'all are rock stars.
No. I envy to be the rock star status that you are, Breezy.
Well,
like I aspire to be like you.
Well, you know, you're my brother.
I know.
So
I got some good. I got good genes.
You got good genes.
I got good genetic traits.
If I'm not here, no one's gonna notice. Except maybe this week.
Well, hey, Richard,
Professor.
They didn't ask about me neither, so don't feel bad, Richard.
No, actually,
I just drug you home with me. Well, see, that was
the worst part, though, Smitty. You know what I'm saying? That's the way it is. They won't know about Breezy. Ain't one word said about Smitty.
Ain't nothing said. Where's Smitty at?
Where's Smitty at? Nope.
It's implied.
You could be laying face down dead in the ditch. They don't know. Don't care. Don't care.
As long as Breezy can talk on the mic, everything good.
So, Breezy, is she okay? She all right? Everything okay with Breezy?
That's because Smitty sounds like a hood rat, and I sound like a country bumpkin, and everybody's like, I wonder what she looks like.
That's all right. They'll come asking me, hey, can you play some 38 Special? And I'll say no, but Rob knocked me out of the chair.
Exactly. You're darn right. Man, I want to tell you something else cool about Carolina Motor Fest. Speaking of the DJing, how about Captain Chaos?
What in the world, man? That one, I knew that he was coming, but I forgot until like I got there, and I got there a little later than you, and I'm still a little groggy because I'm not a morning person. I'm like, is that Captain Chaos? What is Captain Chaos doing here?
Y'all sent us that picture. I about fell off the couch. And keep in mind, I was on a lot of pain medication, but that was hilarious.
Okay, so if you've ever seen Cannonball Run, you know who Captain Chaos is. It was Dom DeLuise's character, Victor, on Cannonball Run. It was his character. That was his alter ego, was Captain Chaos. It was his closet superhero, I guess. This guy nails that part. And if you look at the pictures from Carolina Motor Fest, he is a spot-on body double for this guy.
He really is.
And he acts it out perfectly. I absolutely love it. And we're going to have him on as a calling guest. We've got to have him on because he even sounds like Dom DeLuise in it.
Really?
Stayed in character the entire time.
I want to tell you something. I had to leave the trailer for a few to do the Corvette giveaway, and he took over the DJing.
No way.
And the cool thing about it is we had Captain Chaos spinning the wheels of steel in the Hot Rods and Happy Hour event trailer.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
I mean, when you have a superhero, I'm going to tell you something. Being a car guy like I am, and I told Captain Chaos this, Superman, Batman, Captain Chaos there. I'm going to take a selfie with Captain Chaos first.
I can't believe he wore
it. He's my superhero.
He wore the whole thing every minute of the day.
This man is rocking polyester.
And a cape.
No, he didn't have tights on.
Okay.
In 89-degree weather.
Whew.
Yes.
That's dedicated.
But this is the best part. He drove from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania to Carolina Motor Fest.
In a 72 Honda.
In a 76.
76, I'm sorry.
Oh, Lord.
Honda Civic CVCC. Honda Civic.
I think I have air conditioning.
No.
I didn't think so.
And, but also, he drove this car cross country for the Cannonball Run and completed it in 40 hours. So in 40 hours, he drove, and I couldn't tell you the exact minutes, but he drove in 40 hours in a 76 Honda Civic, 13-inch wheels and all, from Fifth Avenue, New York, the Red Ball Garage, to the Portofino Inn in Redondo Beach, California, non-stop, only stopping for gas.
What is that?
That is insane.
Is that 13 hours behind Ed?
Yeah, but keep in mind, Ed did it
in an AMG Mercedes.
Exactly. He's doing it in a 76 Civic. I think you said it had like, what was it, 96 horsepower when it was new?
Not even.
It might not even been that much.
It's like 72 or something. I mean, I know there was a 72 in there somewhere.
But it's a comp. I mean, that's an accomplishment.
Yeah.
And this is not
amazing.
A big car. This is the same car. If you want a visual for this, you remember the Police Academy movies?
Yep.
And you remember, it was Bubba, but what was the guy's name, the big tall guy? You know who I'm talking about?
I know
he was a football
about,
player.
Yeah,
Bubba
Smith.
Bubba Smith. Bubba
out.
Smith ripped the front seat out and sat in the back seat. That's this car. Captain Chaos is not a small guy. Captain Chaos is a bigger fella, but he's also about 6 foot tall.
Yeah.
And he drove this car. Him and a co-pilot, a navigator, drove this car all the way from New York to California. That's a feat. And then drove it in character to Carolina Motor Fest. This is the thing about Motor Fest, guys. You never know what you're going to see there, including Captain Chaos.
That's not even a feat. It's like an epic journey. Like, I feel like you should write a book about that.
This guy is a trooper. First of all, you did the 2904. Second, you came to Carolina Motor Fest. Third, you get a Nobel Prize. Done.
Exactly.
Life don't get much better. Period. I mean, I love it, man. And it was a great time. This dude was awesome with everybody taking pictures and all. This guy, like I said, stayed in character the entire time. I'm talking about we're pulling speaker cables, wrapping it up, and he's still, dun-dun-dun-dun. I mean, this guy has it down all the way.
That is amazing. I mean, I really hate I missed
you,
that.
You
really
missed
did.
Out on a great
we
show.
We do need to have
spring,
him call in.
But spring is coming. We're
yes.
definitely going to have him call in because this is what's going to make. Like, this guy, just his enthusiasm. And I'm going to tell you something. If you're putting on a car event, because he comes to car events everywhere. If you're putting on a car event, I definitely need to put you in touch with Mr. Matthew Davis. He is friggin' awesome. This guy, you want to talk about somebody that can entertain a crowd, especially a car crowd? Because every car guy knows who he is.
Oh, yeah.
This guy is the man you want at your event. I love it. Like I could not think of a better way for him to be. Like, he was working with the crowd, taking pictures with kids, walking around. I mean, it was awesome. He's riding around on a golf cart with his cape flapping in the wind. I mean, it's epic.
And doing it just because he loves it, not even getting paid for it.
He's just riding around a golf cart with 3 less horsepower than the Civic he went cross country in. I love, absolutely love that, though. That he helped make the event.
That's amazing.
That was a lot of fun. That was, you know, like I said, and that's something that I love about this show because we bring out all this killer, killer, killer stuff. I mean, we had some great stuff there. And the Corvette giveaway. And I'm going to tell you something. You didn't hear it from me. I'm just saying out loud. We got something really special planned for the spring, too. So you need to stay tuned for that. Definitely want to be there for that. Breezy, I don't care if they're going to have to replace your jawbone. You got to be there.
I will be there for that one. I promise.
I'm telling you, you got to be there. Richard, I'll have Richard there with ice on your jaw.
I'll do it.
And bandages
will you
on
be
your
fanning
face.
Me and feeding me grapes too? Well, I wouldn't be able to eat grapes.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to eat grapes. He'd be like pouring grape juice in.
I'll eat grapes for you.
He'll eat
okay,
the grapes.
That makes me feel better.
Well, ain't nobody can take this commercial break for us, guys. So hang tight because we got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour coming your way. All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, your host, and probably the coolest intervention head honcho ever.
Yeah.
Smitty, Breezy, my hot rod happy couple.
Hola.
What's up?
And, of course, we got the professor himself, Mr. Richard Hoskins. Like, I feel bad that I didn't get to use all the good lines I had for that segment.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he made your point.
I don't think he did. I think he should explain
but
what he's talking
about. But
I worked
hard on my witty lines.
What you got,
like, I had some good ones. Like I was going to do a seance, because I don't know, because it's close to Halloween. So
well,
I got
the candles in the bag.
Well, I was going to cut the lights down. I even brought a Ouija board, but my Ouija board's missing some letters on it. It only spells Mopar suck and no. But, or I could, like, you know, like the whole anointing oil thing, you know, like the what you call stuff like the Catholic guys do.
Yeah, that doesn't work on those cars.
No, but no. What we could do is take used motor oil from the booth thing. The power of General Motors
compels you.
The power of General Motors compels you. I'm telling you. C4 Corvette owners compel you. Did it work?
No.
Okay.
The booth ain't maybe.
If that works, you're welcome to try it.
I mean, you know, we're just gonna squirt a little burnt synthetic 1030 on you, you know, and just see how it works.
We're just going to pull up into his driveway with us in his garage in robes and candles and a Ouija board.
Yeah, we're going to be sitting in a circle, holding hands, humming.
If you got a rollback, I'll give you my address.
But you know what I'm saying? I mean, I have so many good lines for this. I mean, and I'm like, I mean, like, you've had such a hard time with the Daytona Sea. Like, I think we should make a game. I tell you what, guys, I got a good one for you.
What's up?
I want you to go on the Hot Rods and Happy Hour page.
Oh, Richard, he's going to publicly
humiliate
me. And we're going to make a post. I'll make it tonight. And I think we need to find the ultimate replacement car for the professor.
Hey, we got
to
get rid of this one first.
But we can get you some good ideas. We got to get you on the right track. I mean, like, I was even talking to a friend of mine who's a reverend. A real one.
And he said, stay away from that thing?
I told him about it. He said, listen, I've seen drug addiction. He said, I've seen alcoholism. I've seen people addicted to sex. I didn't even know that was a thing.
This has caused all of those things.
And you know what he said? We can send you somewhere for all of those. We can't do nothing for Dodges. Nothing. So even the Lord can't help you with this. It's basically what he told me.
Do you know what the really bad thing is?
What's that?
This is by far the best one I've ever owned.
And this is a good one. This is a good one.
This is the most reliable Turbo Dodge I've ever had.
Is it
reliable because it doesn't run?
Richard, the times it broke down is like the times you went to Phoenix, Arizona.
Five, six, seven, eight. 9, 45.
Do you know what I'm saying? And that's the thing with this car. I mean, I just don't think it likes you. I really don't. It's just like, nope.
Yeah, I mean, it was great for the guy that I bought it from. The guy that he bought it from, like, put his life and soul into it.
It ate yours.
The first day that I had it, I had to put a battery in it, and I was like, oh, no big deal. It needed a battery.
That was a sign.
Yeah, and then it needed a coolant sensor, and then it needed a turbo. And now it needs an engine.
And a for sale sign.
Yeah.
That's the next thing you need is a for sale sign.
Well, Richard, let me ask you. The guy that you got it from, is there a backstory behind that, why he was getting rid of it?
No, he was getting married.
Was he laughing when you drove off?
No, man, he loved that car.
Did you notice anywhere marks on him, cuts, bruises?
Honestly, I don't think he drove it a lot.
Was he kind of pale?
Pentagrams.
Yeah. I don't think he drove it a lot, and
there's a reason.
I know, right? Yeah, I see that.
Obviously, if it was still running, we know that.
He didn't make it out to be anything it wasn't. I mean, he was perfectly honest. I knew what I was buying.
You're telling me he said, "Hey, I got this turd bucket. You want it?" Then he wasn't being honest.
I've had a bunch of those cars. I know what it's like.
Why do you keep coming back to this? I mean, it's
a family ties on that one.
If you get one bad one, things happen.
Now I just got to convince my family that it's time for us to move on.
It is time to move on. It's
get
the winds
dad
of
and
change.
To start liking low rider trucks
or C4 Corvettes.
Hey, I know a guy that can help you on them trucks.
That's true. And Chuck's had two C4 Corvettes, so he'd be down with that.
I mean, just think about it.
Richard, please don't go. I love you, Rob, but don't go to the C4 Corvettes because y'all are going to drive me crazy with that. I can't handle it.
You think Rob's bad? If I get one, good night.
Richard
will have the C4 Corvette jacket.
It's going to be his C4 Corvettes and happy hour.
Exactly. Yeah.
I will cry myself to sleep at night.
It's better than Richard crying himself to sleep not over that Daytona Z.
Which I do every night.
Oh,
After pounding a few fireballs.
That's the thing. I mean, the Daytona Z, every time the Daytona Z dies, Richard dies a little, you know? I mean, even a cat only has 9 lives, you know? I mean, yeah. I feel bad for him.
Yeah, I'm getting old. I can't keep doing this.
No. You're just not in the shape to push a car, even a small one. But it's horrible. Oh, I was thinking about things that would help you with your problem, and AAA was the first thing that popped in my mind. But
Adam's Junkyard.
You know, Recycle King. But, like, if you made, like, a Coke can out of that thing, it would probably leak still.
It would. You wouldn't want to turn that can upside down.
Exactly. Why is this Coke can leaking? Oh, it's made out of Richard's old Z-car. That's why. That's hilarious. That's funny. Richard, we only pick on you because we love you.
I know. And
that's how we show our affection.
Yeah.
That really is the truth.
I sure love you guys, too.
Well, dude, nobody else pick on you while I'm around, Richard.
That's right.
Exactly. If anybody else makes fun of your Daytona Z, after about 10 or 15 minutes of hanging out with him, making jokes, you know what? I want to say, hey, it's about time to wrap it up. He's crying. We got to stop now.
Yeah, we got to judge their, you know, their material and see how good they are.
I mean, I have heard some good ones. I'm not going to lie. Just saying. I mean, I'm just throwing that out there.
A quick motor, brother. His Shelby Charger, he was getting it towed one time. Just washed it and waxed it. And I was in either middle school, I think he was in high school. Patted me on the shoulder. He said, "It always looks good riding away on the rollback."
Is it pretty bad that you break your car washing it? I mean, like, that's bad.
Yeah, that's bad for business there.
Like they get angry.
That's talent.
I mean, I've broke cars in several different ways.
Yeah.
I have never broke one washing it.
Uh-uh.
I've broke hose pipes. I've broke the sprayers.
Yeah. Buckets.
I even broke the handle off the bucket.
My dash went out because it rained. I was at a car show and there was a bad storm. And when it was over, my dash doesn't work anymore.
Richard, I've got a completely custom truck. The only thing that ain't custom on my truck is a steering wheel. Sore spot. And I can still sit it in the rain, <Bill it>. Man.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Like, it doesn't hold water. It doesn't repel water. There's no instrumentation. You don't know what's going on.
I really don't. Somebody asked me, do you have any compression? I don't know.
I don't know.
His oil light didn't work.
He don't even know how many. He doesn't even know how fast it goes. We don't know. It's just a guess.
It might be 72.
I just ballpark it.
Yeah, I mean, well, there's no sense in lying to people. We all know it didn't run 72, but you know what I'm saying. But I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, I really do. Like, I've got the Reverend praying for you. I've got James Hester of the Tabernacle Church on Woodside Avenue praying for you. Do you realize this man has gone to the far ends of the earth doing missionary work? I'm talking about like Sally Struthers stuff. And that man's praying for you about a Dodge.
I've never met this man, and it took the Dodge to get him praying for me.
Exactly.
Hey, he's a good man. Let's just say.
Well, it's a serious problem, too.
Yeah.
It's a very serious problem. And he sees that. He sees that a lot. I tell you what else, I'll see this commercial break on the horizon.
Here we go.
Guys, stay tuned. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.